A ramp. A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much, Dylan. It's 4:38 here on The Ticket. You got him, Kevin Landrum, me, Justin Montemayor, in for the Hardline here on Memorial Day. I'll be bringing you some e-news, entertainment news for you here in about 15 minutes, and then we will get the Power Hour going, which will include more Stars talk. We may have a little Diamond talk right after the Ranger game at 5:50, and then Lando's signature segment, Shire Center, will be at 5:30. But it is Memorial Day, which is kind of a unofficial start of the summer.
I'd say.
It's already hotter than hell outside. I was burning up yesterday as I was running around doing errands.
I was already up to the third setting on my car air conditioner. It's too early for that.
Brother, I'm on like six in February. I still got my little guy
here, brother.
If you need it.
Oh, your little fan?
Oh, yeah. Never leave home without it. So we're getting going here into the summer months. And if you want to get a bed here going, Jamil, that'd be great. And I think a man is nothing without goals, Lando. You got to have something to aspire to, something to keep you going, that carrot to keep you on track. And I've been thinking about some stuff that I want to accomplish this summer. That way I can look back and September or whatever and say, I got something done. It's not a wasted summer.
Are you the type of person that usually sets goals for yourself? Like you'll write them down and...
I'm usually pretty good about laying them out there.
Okay.
But maybe not the news bed.
Yeah, that's the news bed.
But I'm definitely good about laying them out there. Do I follow through? I don't know. But I think there even is some value to just putting it out there, letting it manifest in your mind, and, you know, maybe you don't completely reach the goal, but if you work towards it, there's something to that. That may be a defeatist attitude, I don't know, but I would like to accomplish these.
Okay.
As I have three here, and they're all water-related.
Okay.
So these would be a little tougher to do during the winter. Two of them I could definitely do, just wouldn't be as fun. One of them wouldn't even be available. So the first one I have here, I have really no excuse for not doing this one as someone who has a pool at home. My goal this summer is to try to swim at least five times a week.
Okay.
Because it's such a good form of exercise. It's low impact. I like to go out there. I have my little hoop set up with my chain net, so I feel like I'm really balling.
Sure.
I didn't go so far as to put the little rebound helper thing, but I do have a chain net so that maybe if I catch my hand on it, it'll rip the skin from my finger.
You have a pool hoop that has a chain net.
You bet. And don't worry, the water doesn't rust it or nothing. It's an anti-rust net.
You had that specially ordered.
Yeah, I got a special alloy.
What is going on there?
We're going to power through. That's what we do on Memorial Day. For the fallen soldiers. So there's, like I said, no reason not to, because during the winter, I don't like to pay for it to be heated, so it's just too cold. But now that we have the sun to do that for me, I can go out there, and I tried to do this last year. And last year, I made it about a month or so going pretty much every day. Okay. Even if it's just for 30 minutes. You know what I mean? I would take a Bluetooth speaker out there, get a playlist going, get my basketball. I think I even posted a couple of videos on Twitter of me just working on my free throws because I don't want to miss the freebies.
Sure. You're just leaving points on the court.
If you're going to foul me in the water,
yeah.
I want to make sure you pay for it. But then I had to stop because I had the melon balling of my butt. and they told me I could not get back in for 2 months.
Oh.
They're like, yeah, I know it's your own pool, but there's all kind of germs in there that we don't need swimming around in your cavernous cancer ball. So don't get in for a couple of months. So by the time I was able to even get back in, it already kind of gotten out of summer, moving into fall, was getting cold, and I hated that I missed that. So I'm hoping that by setting this 5 times a week goal, I'll be able to get back on the horse. If you ever want to come over,
yeah,
bring the grill.
Okay,
I'll have the pool.
I'm gonna need your truck, but yes,
we'll have a two man pool party, not a tool man party.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
So that is goal number one for me during the summer. Goal number two.
Can I say I like this goal? It gets you active.
Right.
It is your pool.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well use it.
Yeah. I don't know that I would have such lofty expectations if I was having to go to like a public pool.
Right.
Because just, you know, more of a logistical beating to get there, get in and out of that pool. I have a nice little setup now where I can get in and out of mine pretty easy. And yeah, I don't have to worry about crapping in my own pool and ruining it the way you have to worry about in a public pool.
Sure. Okay,
that
I like
always
this.
Beaten.
This is an achievable goal.
Okay. I'm right here. Lando approved.
Lando approved it.
Okay. Goal number two for the summer. This one's going to be a little tougher, but I only have as 5 times total. I want to go fishing again. I like fishing. It's basically cooked into my blood because my dad...
I was going to say...
That's all he does now.
Apparently he does that while getting high.
He likes to enjoy himself while he's out on the lake.
I respect the hell out of it.
That's a nice pairing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's at his, he's reached his zen when he's sitting there pulling line out of his reel while the doobie kind of bounces up and down between his lips. But yeah, so my parents have a little lake house out on Lake Jacksonville, which is where they live. And so my dad goes fishing basically every single day. He had the highlight of his year the other day because only he would know this. There's like 4 people in the world that probably know the lake records for each fish that's in Lake Jacksonville. But he knew that he caught a certain kind of fish and that it was going to be big enough to be potentially a lake record. So he goes flying like the speedboaters that flip their boats up into the air 200 miles back to shore so that he can go get his little fish weighed, and it was a lake record.
Really?
He was super happy.
So you can look that up online that your dad has a lake record?
Oh, yeah. He's got a photo of him holding it.
That's pretty cool.
He had to take his tonsil mask off because they didn't want that on their website, but he was super happy.
Tonsil mask.
I want to, I was never, like, particularly good at it. Like, I just knew very elementary ways to just, you know, put, you know, tie my rod and, you know, put the hook on and put the lure on. So I don't know all the stuff that my dad and my brother know, because even my brother participates way more than I do. But it is fun to just go out there, you know, whether it's on a boat or if you're just fishing from shore. It is a nice, relaxing thing.
It is. I've tried at various points in my life to get really into fishing. Like, sometimes you're just looking for a new activity. Summer's coming up, and you're like, okay, so a couple of summers ago, I was getting all gung-ho for it. I bought a bunch of gear, a bunch of equipment.
Oh, no.
Didn't catch a damn thing.
Oh, no.
Well, I tried several times. I was watching fishing videos on YouTube.
You have to, yeah.
You gotta learn it somehow. Turns out, I'm just not very good at it.
You're doing yourself a disservice at this point if you're trying a new hobby or activity and not watching videos on it.
Right.
There's just so
much
information.
It's a resource for you to use, for sure.
You definitely should. I see people now, like, completely rebuilding a Ferrari engine by watching a YouTube short. Like, it's just, the info's there. Where were you fishing?
At the time, I was living in Fort Worth, but I would hit up, you know, Lake Worth, or I would drive down to Glen Rose, Cleburne State Park, all those areas around there.
All right. So you weren't just, like, going in the little river by your house?
It wasn't the bridge where I live.
A little puddle that had formed from the last rain.
Is that mush mouth over there?
So that is, yeah, maybe, you know, I'll try to do a few times at my parents' place and then maybe try to go somewhere around here, like Ray Hubbard or Levon or Texoma or whatever, and just see. Maybe I'll catch a whole mess and throw it on the Lando grill.
For you. Hey, I'm involved in both of these somehow. It's awesome.
So this last one I won't make you get involved in, but fishing five times total over the summer, goal number two. And then goal number three, it's just a one-time thing, but I want to do something that I have not done in, it has to be over 20 years since I was a kid. And that's go to a water park.
Mm.
Because ever since I got all canced up as a kid, I have not been back to a water park.
So you missed out.
Now, I know I'm not going to be able to go there and ride the Seawolf or, you know, get on the black hole or whatever it was that ripped Danny DeVito's back in Always Sunny. But even if it's just to go hop in the lazy river.
Dude, the lazy river's where it's at.
Let a used condom brush the back of my head.
Big water.
Do whatever. Water. But I want to go because I loved the water park way more than amusement park when I was a kid.
Oh, without question.
I far wasn't superior. Especially in the summer when it's hot as hell.
Absolutely. Right. I just, maybe because I wasn't a big roller coaster guy, that was a big part of it, but I loved going to the water park and just going on every single ride. The only one that I didn't ride when I was a kid was the black hole. And that was mainly because the line was always awful.
It was, well, man, once you got to it, it is scary and awesome.
So I probably would have enjoyed it, but now I think, aren't they even getting rid of the black hole, or has it already been gotten?
Oh, really? Is that true?
I think I saw, yeah, they were getting rid of it, but I want to go. It doesn't even have to be Hurricane Harbor.
Yeah, there's smaller ones that are just fine.
Which, the only issue I'm having there is I don't know how I get in there without it being weird.
Mm.
Because if there's just single mid-30s guy wheeling up with his floaties on and he's by himself, how does that not come across as odd?
What do you mean? You're trying to enjoy the water park. You paid for a ticket.
But is that a typical affair for, again, a mid-30s guy to go to a water park by himself?
Just bring a few bros. That's what you need.
Or hoes.
Or hoes.
There's an old saying that one goes before the other one.
Which order is it? I can't remember. Anyway.
When I get hoes, I'll let you know. when I have to make that decision.
Between the two.
I might be the exclusion there. But I'm going to have to figure out how to do this. And you're probably right, Dylan. I'll probably have to convince a couple of people to go with me. Maybe I can get DJ and Ham to go make a bit out of it for
a with remote show trip. Yeah,
But I definitely want to go out there and see what I can do.
What if you did broadcast from a float on the lazy
That'd
river?
That'd be amazing.
Killer out there, just trying not to get in the water,
just freaking out.
Okay,
making sure I don't
may I offer
destroy
a,
the equipment.
A possible, not necessarily solution. I still want you to go to the water park.
Okay.
But why not get, like, some Rough Riders tickets and hit up the lazy river there? It's water park adjacent.
Yeah.
You wouldn't feel so awkward being a 30-something man at a lazy river.
I want to do both. Because I do want to do that, but I also just want to go to a water park because I just enjoy being there. Buying one of those little, like, snake water gun things and you know, buying a funnel cake that's going to get drenched by nasty water. Like, just the whole environment I really, really enjoyed. And I know I'm not going to be able to get on any of the rides, but just being there, I want to be there again. I just got to logistically figure out how to pull that one off. But I'm talking about it early on so that I have time
to figure it out.
And, yeah, it won't be late July, and I'm scrambling trying to figure out how I'm going to pull this off. So I'll think about it and figure it out, but those are my three goals. Swim five times a week, go fishing five times total, and at some point, hit up a water park this summer.
These are all doable, and they sound fun.
I think so.
I think you can stick to it, and you could hit all these goals.
And you're involved somehow.
I am involved in somehow. All right. Yeah.